Hello and welcome to this very informative podcast. My name is Dr. Ivor Livingston and I am the president of Stress Health Solutions International, which is the parent organization under which this podcast resides. Rosie, who's a member of the organizational team here at Stress Health Solutions International, will present the podcast. Enjoy.
Emotional stability. How can you become more emotionally stable? Let's face it, life can get pretty hectic and emotionally draining. We can easily end up spending more time stressing than being productive, and it affects all aspects of our lives. Forced to multitask, we don't really give the necessary time and attention to any particular project or goal, just to get by and make it to the next day. Take control. Instead of trying to take in everything all at once, try analyzing each trying situation with the following three-step process. These three tips help us avoid impulsive decisions based on unstable emotions and make it easier to keep our composure, process, and then make a move. 1. Perception is everything. Just because it's not a good situation doesn't mean we should hyperfocus on every negative point. Stop, breathe, and counteract the initial emotional response with positivity. There is something positive in everything. A blessing in disguise, a fortunate mistake. Serendipity. 2. Embrace the challenge. Life can throw all sorts of things in our paths all at once. It gets bumpy. Sometimes it gets downright nasty. Embrace the challenges. By accepting that basic concept, being caught off guard is nearly impossible. 3. Action. The final step in the initial assessment is to create a plan and act on it. Counterattack problems with solutions. Be the offensive team, not defensive. Standing still doesn't get results, nor does it solve anything. We have to make a better future for ourselves happen. Learn from others. We stand in awe at the emotionally stable people around us, perplexed at how they keep it all together, come what may. It's like these people have some sort of superpower or genetic mutation enabling them to find this incredible balance in life. Take a deeper look. These are a few habits emotionally stable people have adopted. They aren't afraid to say no. When the going gets tough and time is short, people who are smart about their time and energy don't take on additional projects or responsibilities just to save face. They also don't feel bad about saying no. Overextending ourselves doesn't serve anyone in the end. They are nonconformists. Just because the crowd is doing it doesn't mean they will. Emotionally stable people are willing to go against the grain if it means retaining their dignity and self-worth. If they don't believe in it, they won't buy into it. Being comfortable in our own skin is all about self-discovery and standing on convictions. They choose their close relationships wisely. Toxic people aren't able to penetrate the emotionally stable person's force field of intolerance. Close relationships should build us up, not tear us down. Think of it like this. A relationship is an investment. Invest time, energy, and a piece of ourselves in every relationship we have. A good return on an investment is worth keeping. Likewise, no return or a bad return on an investment is worth simply leaving behind. They don't pretend to be perfect. On the outside, it may appear the emotionally person has it all together and is living a perfect life. They too have flaws and shortcomings. And they know it. Instead of focusing on those things, they embrace them and move on. An emotionally stable individual usually won't hesitate to admit their imperfections to others either. When we learn to accept ourselves, inner happiness and emotional strength shine through. Ask for help. Speaking of being imperfect, those with stable emotions don't feel threatened when they need help. And they ask for it. Instead of spending countless hours on a task they know will be daunting, they will build a team of people with the appropriate skill set to get the job done effectively and efficiently. Think about it. Big companies are successful because they have teams of people performing certain duties. They don't treat the entire operation like a one-man show. They help others. Not only do they help others, they also cheer on their peers. Seeing another person succeed isn't the time for a critical assessment of self. That's the time to applaud a job well done. Those with weaker emotions sometimes become envious of another's successes. Be a motivator. Be a cheerleader. Becoming more emotionally stable isn't rocket science, and there's no magic potion to make it happen. By incorporating these attitudes into our daily lives, little by little we change our overall perception and grow stronger with each positive move.
Hello, this is Dr. Livingston again. Thanks for listening to this informative podcast by my team member. Please note that you can listen to this podcast again, as well as many other past podcasts, by visiting the website at www.drlhealthypracticespodcast.com. Also, if you are interested in learning more about informational activities associated with Stress Health Solutions International, please visit our parent website at www.stresshealthsolutions.com. Please note, as a very important disclaimer, that the primary purpose of this podcast is to provide general educational information on health and related subjects. This podcast does not constitute advice or services, and all listeners should consult with their medical and other qualified personnel for advice concerning medical and medical-related actions and services that they may need. Goodbye and stay well.